Well, you know, it's time that everyone in America, Robin, and in Canada who listens, people who want to help themselves, to take advantage of their abilities, to work with their own medical practitioners and solve some of their own problems, they've got to stand up pretty soon and say, you know what, enough is enough. Because after they hear some of the things that we're going to talk about today, they will realize that how strong there's a lobby out there to try to get supplements and vitamins either, you know, taken off the shelf or put into the prescription batch. And that's very, very wrong. You know, I just had that story leading into you, Robin, about this new research about vitamin K2, which helps eat away at the calcification in the arteries. And, I mean, that's a dramatic study. And it's the first human study using this natural vitamin. You know, I'm concerned that one day it'll only be available via prescription, aren't you?
I'm certainly concerned, and these are very well-founded concerns. You'll think I'm changing subjects, but I was taking a nap earlier and trying to focus on important issues to bring up, and I was thinking about the bees. And all of a sudden, I thought, my God, if we don't have bees, then there's no pollination. Everything will have to be done in a laboratory. And the goal of this agenda to remove and restrict our supplements and replace them with synthetic, non-biologically available, or barely so, with a very tiny therapeutic effect, that's something that Big Pharma has put in place because they'll make lots of money.
Tell us where we stand with the Food and Drug Administration. What kind of pending legislation is out there, and how can it affect everybody?
Okay. I think it's a wonderful thing that we have an open request for people to make comments, and I encourage everyone to do so directly. Do not do it through the different organizations that are out there and that are recommending we will submit your comments. Do it yourself. Keep track of how you have done it and the date that you've sent your comments. And we have the power of the internet to really make a difference so that we can be effective. And if we're ignored, we have a backup, at least for now. And as I read what they have put out here, I mean, it would be a Saturday Night Live skit if we were to see them talking about, well, okay, if you're going to do massage and, okay, use your hands. If you use a cream or a lotion, now that has to be regulated.
Oh, it's that preposterous?
Oh, yes, it truly is that bizarre.
Originally, Robin, I had heard that what they really wanted to protect us all for, regarding some unscrupulous companies saying, this supplement cures cancer, or this supplement will allow you to do this or do that. Is that the motive behind this, or is there something else?
Oh, I think the motive is most certainly something else, because we live in a country where the only legal treatments for cancer are chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. And one of our guests later, Peter Barry Choka, who is an investigative journalist who has covered these treatments over the years and how they have disappeared and been banned. I mean, there are so many choices that Americans are legally unable to take advantage of. And if this law or if this guidance recommendation goes into effect, we're not going to really have options. And then with universal health care, it will be illegal to have other forms of care. It will be mandatory that each individual has to pay to have health care, but that health care will only be allopathic.
Is it all about money, Robin? Are they trying to take away our ability? And let me tell you a little bit of what I do. You know, I'm a stickler on certain things with my health. You know, I am delighted that I'm doing a national radio show. I've got a great family. And I'm saying to myself, okay, what would screw that up? All right, I die or something like that. The health fails. And, you know, and there goes goals and aspirations. So I try to, while being human, to do as many things as I can to keep that thing going, to keep my life in order. So one of the things I do is I research, talking to people like you, going to the internet, a lot of different things that affect people. And, you know, my biggest pet peeve right now is calcification in arteries. You know, everything else is important, but that to me is my pet peeve. So I've been taking a number of supplements and things that I hope are reducing plaque in my arteries, arteriosclerosis, and things like that. I do that, and I think I'm smart about doing it, but I'm concerned that that's going to be taken away from me.
Yes, your concerns are well-founded, and someday I'll even get your list and be able to look it over.
Yes.
But it's a very ugly agenda that is out there, because you have the FDA that is supposed to be protecting our rights, and the drugs that they approve and the forms in which they're approved are ultimately harmful. And what you have with pharmaceuticals is a self-perpetuating industry where you have a patient coming in, they're given a medication. I'd say more than half the time, and I'm being generous saying only more than half the time, there is a reaction, there's side effects, they go back to the doctor, they need a new medication. You have a totally different reaction created by the combination of these two different drugs, and it goes on and on. And for people like you who are concerned with how to maintain their health, there are simple foods and food supplements that might be regulated if these things come to pass. I mean, the problem is the American diet has been so stripped of nutrition.
It's been decimated.
Yes, it's very difficult to eat properly, and I've had people reporting back to me of coverage on CNN about people being told that, well, you don't need supplements, they won't do you any good, just eat a good, healthy diet. Well, if they could tell us where we could get that good, healthy diet, that would be great.